Hello, it's 2:50 in the morning on Saturday night. I'm just doing a boo because I've just used Chat Roulette for the first time. I'm really bored and just kind of chilling out. Claude's away for the weekend. Poppy's gone to sleep. I've finished doing a bit of music making. And I thought I'd just try it out because everyone's talking about it. And I spent about 20 minutes just reconnecting to different, you know, you just press a button and it spins the wheel effectively and puts you in another chat, because there's quite a lot of blokes with their cocks out, which sort of caught me by surprise a little bit. And I was vaguely tempted to ignore the clearly sexually aroused state they were in and start trying to have serious conversations and just see how that went. But I couldn't keep looking. I just, you know, you just got to press it. Anyway, ended up talking to a couple of really interesting people who are studying the platform and its possible uses for education for kind of kids, teenagers, on flirting, on that kind of seduction, that kind of whole sexual psychology that's sort of pretty much underdeveloped in human teachings. So it was really interesting. I was talking to them, they're asking me some questions. I don't know whether they were surprised to find a bloke sitting in a shirt looking like he'd been staring at a computer screen coding for too long, but they seem really friendly. They just surprised me, just to find normal people chatting normally. If Chat Roulette could guarantee to be like that, I'd find it a very compelling site. I think what they should maybe do is have a, you know, get your cocks out room, and then all the fellas who want to do that. But then I suppose the roulette factor goes a bit there, and there's clearly a lot of people viewing it that are viewing it on a kind of quick dismiss basis. You know, you can get a new stream every 5 seconds. I'm just laughing at people, or whole families sitting around, I found at some point, just all giggling at whatever was coming up on the screen. And then, you know, you get the odd sort of comment, like, I mean, if you don't disconnect before they do, they'll say something. I think the presumption by a lot of people seemed to be, if you didn't have your cock out, you were getting it out soon. And it was all a bit, yeah, I'm actually not, I've got a cup of tea, I'm far too medicated anyway to think about stuff like that. Medicated as in my, you know, prescribed drugs. But very interesting, very surprising. I recommend it. I wouldn't have your kids around when you go on there. You will need an iron stomach at times. Well, I think it's just that being said, it's roulette. The more people that use it, the less chance, or more chance, you've got of needing an iron stomach. But it's entertaining. And I'd be interested to read the results of the study that people I spoke to, they're called at Alice DIWL and at ne sais pas, NECESSEPAS. Fascinating. I kind of felt like I was, after a while, like I was just being the typical person on there by mentioning I did a psychology degree, because I felt like it was a sort of chat up line. So there's a bit of a paranoia factor if you're not on there for seedy reasons and you're just fancying sort of like interacting with random people. And I think they'll have to get over that if it's going to become a mass service. But on the other hand, maybe it's not supposed to be a mass service. Maybe it's something that's going to trend for 6 months, show us a little bit about human nature, then disappear, and you know, won't have been wasted. And I'm sure Facebook and Google and the like will be looking at the model and considering it. It's a very, very forceful matchmaking system. But I think until we're all clear that you're not going to have your cock out as soon as you connect the camera, it's going to be difficult for example, blokes to use it and chat to other blokes without the other bloke thinking that they're after something more. and likewise for blokes to use it and chat to women without them thinking they're after something more. There's just an air of sexuality about almost all the feeds I saw, and that's why it was so refreshing to talk to these two psychologists. And yeah, a pleasure. Anyway, that's it. 5 minutes gibbering away. Far too much caffeine. I think I'm going to have some rum and try and chill out a bit.